Washington. The Trump administration announced a new immigration policy that will involve scrutinizing the social media activity of immigrants and visa applicants for signs of what it calls anti-Semitic behavior. In a statement issued by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, a branch of the Department of Homeland Security, officials said anti-Semitic conduct online and any physical harassment of Jewish individuals could now serve as grounds to deny immigration benefits. The policy will apply to individuals seeking lawful permanent residence, student visas, and those associated with institutions allegedly linked to anti-Semitic activity. There is no room in the United States for the rest of the world's terrorist sympathizers, the USCIS statement read. The administration has repeatedly equated criticism of Israel's military actions with anti-Semitism, frequently linking pro-Palestinian demonstrators to militant organizations such as Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthi rebels groups officially designated as terrorist organizations by Washington. In recent months, several foreign students have faced deportation proceedings, visa revocations have increased, and universities have been warned of losing federal funding for allowing pro-Palestinian demonstrations on campus. Civil liberties groups swiftly condemned the policy, warning of grave consequences for freedom of expression and privacy. The policy rollout comes amid rising fears of Islamophobia and anti-Arab sentiment in the U.S., particularly since the outbreak of the Israel-Gaza war. Despite these concerns, the administration has not introduced comparable measures to address hate or harassment targeting Muslim or Arab communities.